While food choice definitely matters, how much do the net calories in a day that you eat play a part in your weight loss and your weight gain in hitting your goals in general, maybe a body composition goal? This is Chris with Iron Hero CrossFit and with the Iron Hero FitCast, which is what we're doing right now. So let's dive in. First, a little bit of background on what BMR is. BMR, or basal metabolic rate, is simply what it takes to be alive, how much energy you burn just to be alive. Now, for me, for example, I'm 6'1", I weigh about 205 pounds, and my BMR is roughly 2,100 calories. Now, this is based on what's called an in-body test, which admittedly is not the gold standard for finding this BMR number, this basal metabolic rate number, but is a much better means of finding it, at least a jumping off point, than say, hopping online and finding an equation to plug all your metrics in. This is a much better way of finding it because it's built on, say, the amount of muscle that we find when we do, say, an in-body test. Now, again, 2,100 calories for me, approximately. This means for me, just to be alive, my body utilizes about 2,100 calories to accomplish that. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not up and moving around. I'm not thinking or exercising or anything like that. This is just to be alive, just to maintain functions related to that. If I say calculate based on, say, sedentary lifestyle on top of that 2,100 calories, that puts me roughly at 2,700 calories per day. Again, when you start approximating some of these things, they are approximations, but I'm giving you this stuff just as a nice round number to work with. If we take that sedentary lifestyle and we then turn it into, say, an active lifestyle, that might put me closer to 3,000 calories in a day just to maintain me plus all the activities and things that I'm doing. Of note, these percentages and numbers are for me specifically, and they are approximated. So I would not take any of these and run with them as gospel. That wouldn't be a good way to go about doing it, because just because you're 6'1" and 205 pounds does not mean that your basal metabolic rate is what mine is. Now, second, BMR since 2008, what I've found is that BMR seems to be, what we find here, seems to be a much higher number than what people think it is. Now, this doesn't mean that because my BMR is 2,100 calories, that I need to eat 2,100 calories in a day to maintain, or if I say subtract 200 calories for a caloric deficit to lose weight, doesn't mean that I'm eating 1,900 calories in a day to lose weight. Matter of fact, that would be a poor idea. But if we look at purely the thermodynamics of the entire thing, so calories in versus calories out, and we take out the food choice and food quality out of the equation, we can still put you at a caloric deficit. So, in a way to garner weight loss and body fat loss and move you towards your goals, but not be so low that we're causing your metabolism to slow down, because frankly, that's the opposite of what we're trying to do. What that comes out to is, let's say we use that 3,000 calorie number again. And so that's well above what my basal metabolic rate is. So I'm allowing my body to be alive without lowering my metabolism. But if we take a 10% caloric deficit, then that puts me at 2,700 calories, right? So over the course of, what is that? Over, say, 10 days, 12 days, that equates to roughly about a pound of weight loss. And so if you have more weight to lose, you could use a little bit higher percentage, maybe 15%, maybe 20%. If you have a little bit less weight to lose, rather, then the 10% might not be a bad place to go. But you'll notice with these numbers that I'm above my basal metabolic rate, so I'm not putting myself in a position where my body will effectively slow its metabolism down to get, to match what I'm taking in. But I'm at a total net caloric deficit for the day. And because math is math and it just works out that way, then I put myself over a period of time in a position where I can lose some weight. Now, If you suspect that you're overeating or that you're undereating, here's a way of making these adjustments. And this is especially true if you're tracking your food intake, which admittedly tracking is a pain in the butt, but there's a lot of good information that you can get out of that, at least in the short term, even tracking for 7 days or 14 days. So if I feel like I'm undereating, so let's say I'm eating 2,100 calories a day, knowing that my BMR is 2,100 calories, that's probably undereating. So a way to do this to start to increase my caloric intake, but not do so in such a way that, you know, say my body doesn't know what to do with it, is I can add 100 calories at a time, and I can do that over the course of 7 days. So for the first week, I figure out that, yes, I'm eating 2,100 calories. For the next week, I'm going to adjust to 2,200 calories a day for the next 7 days. The week after that, maybe 2,300. The week after that, maybe 2,400. And what you'll find is that at a certain point, you might find that your energy levels are a little bit better. Maybe your mood improves substantially because you're not hangry anymore. Maybe you sleep better. Maybe you have reduced cravings and reduced hunger for some of these things that you're trying to avoid in the first place. You may notice a change in your body composition or any sort of measurable changes or something that maybe you're not measuring, like your clothes are fitting better, but you'll notice some of these things. And what that should tell you is that you're at least on a good track of I'm getting myself to an appropriate intake that's going to allow me to get to my goals, but not be so high or so low that it's going to cause me damage in some respect. So what actions can you take? So you can measure your BMR with the help of an InBody, or at the very least, you can calculate it. And again, calculating is not a great way, but it is a way to find a starting point, at least something that you can work from. Then what I would do is measure over the course of 1 week what you're eating. That way you have an idea of what you're eating, where you are currently, and what you're aiming for roughly with that BMR and adding activity to it. After that, adjust your calories by 100 at a time. There's no reason to go any higher than that. I think 100 is a good starting point and gives you a means of adjusting in probably a good way. Now, if you need any more help, you know where to reach out to me. Chris@IronHeroCrossFit.com. We've got great trainers and coaches. We have nutrition coaches, and we're here to help find you your path to your goals and a really great way to do it.